colleagues, I'm going to reshuffle the order a bit. We're going to go to next item is 963, which is the first item on the regular agenda. We have a lot of city employees who've been sitting here very patiently. And selfishly, I want them to all get back to work as soon as possible. So we'll take 963 first, then I'm going to move the fall bump into the second place. That'll be 965, emergency ordinance, followed by 964, which is the JAG grants. So we'll start with 963, please.
Authorize the Bureau of Human Resources to establish processes and procedures necessary to support affinity group work and membership citywide.
Colleagues, diverse and empowered employees of Portland, also known as DEEP, are dedicated to enhancing a work environment that's inclusive and supportive. The work of DEEP is fostered through affinity groups. The affinity groups, of course, voluntary, employee-driven groups organized around a particular shared interest or dimension. Generally, affinity groups will be organized around protected classes such as race, disability, ethnicity, gender, or sexual orientation. The City of Portland supports the valuable contributions affinity groups create to honor a diverse employee culture at the City of Portland. To more formally recognize these groups and to provide the time necessary for them to achieve success, it's now also appropriate to look at establishing a more formal process to protect the time commitment that group leaders and members need to make this important contribution to our city. Here to walk us through the process and what it looks like as Interim Chief Human Resources Officer, Kathy Bliss. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler, Commissioners. Thank you so much for having the opportunity to come before you today with this resolution. I'm so pleased today to be able to advocate on behalf of the important work of affinity groups within the City of Portland. Having a process by which they have protected time to do this important work and participate in events and plan those events is critical to being an inclusive and diverse organization. I'll keep my comments brief because I know we're running a little behind. I want to turn it over to Debbie Castleton so she can offer some comments as well.
Thanks, Kathy. Mm-hmm.
I'm Debbie Castleton. I am the chair of the Diverse and Empowered Employees of Portland. By day, I work, well, I'm on management leave this morning because this is a volunteer position, but I work for Environmental Services proudly for 17 years now. I've been the chair of DEEP as a volunteer position for 12 years now. I've been through several mayors and have received much support from Commissioner Fritz all these years. Thank you very much for all of your support, and I'm going to miss you. And happy belated birthday, Commissioner Hardesty. We have, at this time, 9 affinity groups that are very active. We have the City African American Network, the Filipino American City Employees, HAPI, which is the HAPA Asian Pacific Islanders. We have City Mamas, PDX City Mamas, the Women's Empowerment Team, the Veterans Empowerment Team, LGBTQ and Friends Affinity Group, Slavic Empowerment Team, and Latinx PDX. With these 9 affinity groups, we have over 1,000 city employees that have signed up to be included in these groups. We have over 30 leaders of these affinity groups that volunteer their time to be leading these and share that workload as volunteers. I myself, as a leader of DEEP, volunteer at least approximately, I calculated, 40 hours a week.
Wow.
sometimes
incredible.
It's a little, like I said in at the diversity conference the other day, people asked why I continue to do this, and I am a workaholic, and it is a passion of mine, and I love working at the city, and the great joy it brings me to see employees so happy after being involved with an affinity group, going to an event and seeing other employees, seeing different employees come together at meetings that they haven't met each other before, and they're like, I didn't know that there was someone like me at a different bureau. And then hearing, and then having this come to council after 12 years, and I feel emotional right now, so I apologize if my voice cracks a little bit. There are so many field employees and remote locations, employees that have not been able to attend a meeting because they don't have the support or the time or ability to come downtown where the average meeting is at lunch. We have parks employees, we have field operators, we have so many different locations for environmental services, the Water Bureau, emergency communications, we have police officers, we have firefighters, we have so many different employees. At this time, we have an average of 5 to 20 employees that are downtown that can attend a meeting, and we have that many people putting on the monthly cultural celebrations and volunteering their time. And then people get burnt out. And this is not just about having fun or just networking. This is also about employee retention. This is about being an employer of choice. And this does, I have people from all over the country asking my advice on how to start affinity groups and how we have such a successful program.
That's why you spend 40 hours a week volunteering.
Exactly, exactly. And I have to tell them, and a lot of people thought that DEEP was my paid job. And when I explained that, no, I actually do community relations for environmental services proudly, and that's what I do full time. And they're like, well, how do you do all this? I'm like, you know, after hours, did you ever notice my emails come out, you know, at lunchtime or after work, you know? So I do have, you know, definitely my bureau support. My Commissioner Fish has been very supportive. And Director Mike Jordan has been amazingly supportive. And my boss, Aaron Abrams, has been amazing. He says, I know you make up the time if I have to do something like this during the day. I know you make up the time. Don't worry, your workload, you make up for it. I see there's definitely an increased need for people to get together. Also, it's not, like I said, not just networking among bureaus and offices. It's finding other employees that are like yourself. It's an increased number of employees that are retiring, an increased number of employees coming in, and then accessing that knowledge from those retired employees. We have also a policy within our within DEEP that if you're a retired employee, you can come back to affinity group meetings because we don't want to lose that knowledge. And there's also a camaraderie. We want to keep that knowledge. Also, if you have left the city due to a layoff and you don't have another job yet, you can still come to an affinity group meeting. You may not, you know, vote, or you just have to follow city guidelines. But that's also how you can learn of new jobs coming up, et cetera, and retain that knowledge. Most of the meetings that we have for affinity groups are, we work on events for cultural celebrations, potential policy work. A lot of it is, again, gaining knowledge from other employees and getting questions answered about city policies. And then in addition to the affinity group meetings, we also have affinity group leadership councils quarterly, and that's where all of the leaders get together with the DEEP executive committee, who meets once a month. And then on that quarterly meeting, we asked Cerilda at the time, who was the HR director, if we could have an HR representative attend those meetings. And Kathy volunteered, and we were so lucky. It was before she was promoted, and then she still wanted to continue, which is awesome. And Karen Brooks, who is one of the affinity group leaders, volunteered with myself to work on this policy. So thank you. And so we worked with Kathy on this.
Thank you, Commissioner Fritz.
And let's just be clear, we're not proposing that we're going to be paying Debbie 40 hours, an extra 40 hours a week for doing her work with the diverse empowered employees of Portland. What we have been able to do with Cerilda Summers-McGee and with Kathy Bless's assistance is set up a code in the payroll system so that 1 hour of regularly scheduled work time monthly will be paid, which, as was referenced, the parks employee who works at Charles Jordan would be able to take their lunch hour and make it to the meeting and back again.
Travel time, yes.
So, and then employees who have established leadership have 2 hours per month, and employees with established membership can use up to 12 hours of regularly scheduled work time to host or plan special events, which actually are really open to the public and are really great community events too.
Yes,
so,
and educational.
So it's still modest, but it is something, and we really appreciate Human Resources' partnership on this.
We'll be able to track some data and be able to report back.
Yes. We've already started doing that, even though it hasn't started yet. So.
Great. Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Any further questions? Thank you both. Public
Thank
testimony,
you.
Carla?
Now we have one person signed up, Maggie.
All right. Thank you both. Excellent
Thank
work.
Thank you.
Is Maggie here? I don't
Maggie,
see her.
Maggie, speaking.
She's passing.
Okay, very good. Please call the roll.
Udaly.
Debbie, before I dive into my remarks, I just want to specifically thank you and say that you've possibly done more for the morale of the city of Portland than any other individual. And You were also probably working longer hours than I am, which I'm a little concerned about. So let's talk about some self-care later. No, so the City of Portland's Diverse and Empowered Employees of Portland gave its first official annual report to City Council in 2007. And in those 12 years, it has grown into an incredible network of coworkers and colleagues focused on equity, inclusion, and connection. Not only a way to provide fellowship amongst colleagues, DEEP is also an important mechanism for professional development and advocacy. But DEEP is not just inward-facing. Many DEEP affinity groups, like the City African American Network, the HAPA Asian and Pacific Islander Affinity Group, and Latinx PDX, create public programming, often using City Hall as a venue to invite community in to connect and celebrate their communities. Their mission is simple but meaningful. DEEP is dedicated to enhancing a work environment that is inclusive and supportive of the City of Portland's diverse workforce that is committed to quality public service. In my 3 years as a Portland City Commissioner, I have seen and heard this mission fulfilled firsthand. And I want to thank all of the members of DEEP, city employees, but especially, once again, Debbie Castleton for pushing this important policy change forward.
I vote aye.
Fritz?
Well, I'm very happy to co-sponsor this resolution. The Diverse Empowered Employees of Portland has been housed in the Office of Equity and Human Rights since its inception, and we're very happy with that partnership. Debbie, you've been the heart and soul of this group of affinity groups, and congratulations on your recent Robert Phillips Diversity Award. Well, well deserved. Thank you, Kathy Bless, and your predecessor, Cyrilda Summers McGee, for working on this. This has been a great partnership between the Office of Equity, the Diverse Empowered Employees of Portland, and the Bureau of Human Resources, and we're happy to see all of those connections strengthened. And as was mentioned, we are striving to be an employer of choice. This is one way that it does it. When, you know, for the 8 years that I was the only woman on the council, I had to form my own group of elected leaders, women, to get some support. So I'm really happy that that is no longer the case, and also glad that there are these specific groups that were mentioned. Cynthia Castro and Christina Nieves on my staff were actually involved in the formation of the Latinx PDX affinity group 5 years ago, and Cynthia continues to participate. And thank you for your work, Cynthia Castro, on getting this policy to fruition. Really happy that we all embrace this amazing program. Aye.
Fish.
Well, I'm still trying to figure out how Debbie manages 40 hours on top of her day job. For those of you that don't know, she is not only the public face of the Bureau of Environmental Services on many of our capital construction projects, but Debbie pioneered a new way of connecting with the community, that is businesses and homeowners that are impacted by our work, which is we put a cover letter on top of the flyer that they get, and the cover letter is a personal note from Debbie that also has her phone number and her email address. So it's a demanding enough job as it is, but to be that accessible all the time to answer people's questions. But what we have found is that just putting that letter on the cover of a document, having a single point of contact and someone who was willing to share their contact information, meant that a lot of things that used to come to us or maybe the Bureau now filter through the lead community outreach person. So when Debbie said that she's pleased that the Bureau of Environmental Services and Leadership supports her work, let me just say thank you for saying that, but we're proud to support your work. It's an honor to support your work. And if we didn't, there'd be something wrong with us. So thank you for all of your work. Commissioner Fritz, thank you for your leadership in moving this thing forward. And I love what Debbie said about being an employer of choice. Because really, when you boil it down, that is what we're talking about, making sure that everyone feels welcome and supported. And it's part of the employer of choice philosophy, which we've adopted. And we have a lot of work to do. But this is a step in the right direction. So I'm very pleased to support this. Aye.
Hardesty?
I also am very pleased to put my support behind this particular issue. It is absolutely key that employees feel welcome here, and not just welcome, but able to bring their entire selves to work. There are too many environments where people are restricted based on the perception of how other people will interpret them and their needs. And I am honored to know that the City of Portland is moving in the right direction to make sure that all employees feel that they have a place where they can be themselves 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they don't have to change to accommodate the City of Portland. But in fact, the City of Portland needs to embrace the differences that they bring. It's what makes this city vitally a place that people want to move to, which is why people are moving here on a daily basis. And so I am thrilled to be able to vote aye for this measure.
Wheeler.
Well, this is a great day.
Yes,
I think for City Hall, I feel like we are showing that we are a city that works, and we are a city that has made it very clear from the perspective of this council that we will be open, welcoming, and inclusive to people from wherever they are, whatever their circumstances or lived experiences or histories or traditions are. And that same set of values has to hold true for our workforce as well. I just have to call out one statistic that I thought was really interesting that Debbie and Kathy brought up, which is nearly 1,000 people, employees, participate in one of our affinity group programs. That means one out of every five or one out of every six employees at the City of Portland are actively participating in this program. And I think that goes a long way towards demonstrating the values that we all talk about. Debbie, you're amazing. I don't know you all that well, but I know what you're doing now. You're working pretty much all the time. So thank you for your leadership on a whole host of fronts. Kathy, thank you for stepping in when we really needed you and for doing such a fantastic job in your position. And to all the folks who work so hard and volunteer so hard to make sure that our affinity groups are successful here at the City of Portland so that we not only attract a great workforce, but we maintain a fantastic workplace as an employer of choice. Commissioner Fritz, I have to acknowledge your longstanding leadership on this issue. You really helped lay the foundation for us to have a strong affinity group program. And I know you know, based on the presentation we heard today, and now everybody knows, we really have one of the strongest affinity group programs of any employer here in the City of Portland and probably in the region. And you are largely to thank for that based on your work here on the council, along with the Debbies of the world and others who've worked so hard from the employee side. So thank you for that leadership. I'm very happy to vote aye. The resolution is adopted, and we look forward to the continued work. Thank you.